Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Hello. I Love Movies time is here. Let's all rejoice at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. It's free to get into I Love Movies podcast tapings, and if you've got reservations for a comedy Death Ray that follows here at UCB in Los Angeles, you can snag an awesome seat. So, that's just a little tip, you comedy nerds. and yet still, I want people to sit in this row right here because they're the ones that'll be close to me for participation in a little giveaway later, and nobody sits over there until I said that. Now it's like probably the same two dudes from last week. I also want to mention that you should follow me on Twitter because then you can read tweets like this. Tiger Woods was in a car accident. In related news, golf is still boring. And my New Year's resolution is to relax and enjoy the couple of years we have left before the end of civilization. 2012 joke alert. Oh, there's another person that wants to play a game. Now there's too many of you. I'm going to do like the Joker in Dark Knight and snap a pool cue in half, and whoever lives can play the trivia. Are you guys ready for me to bring out our guests for this evening? Oh my God. These two are giants on Twitter, and they also were the co-stars of Halloween Part 2, the Rob Zombie version. Please welcome at Nerdist and at Al Yankovic, Chris Hardwick and Weird Al Yankovic are here.
Hello, Doug Benson.
Hello, Chris and Al. First of all, both of you are big Twitterers.
We are. We're large.
It's fun,
yep,
right?
That's
we're
right.
Large and in charge.
Oh, man.
No one gets irony on Twitter. We have this conversation where, yes, like, no matter how sarcastic or ironic you think you're being, someone will try to fucking poke a hole in it.
I think I posted the laws of Twitter. There's nothing you can say that's so ironic and stupid that somebody won't think you're 100% serious.
I'm going to start using, I think you should start using baby wipes in the bathroom because they use less paper, and less paper is better for the environment of your asshole. And all these people wrote back, and they're like, well, actually, baby wipes don't degrade. I'm like, what part of your asshole made you think that I was really making a claim about baby wipes and how they degrade.
Yeah, what I posted a picture of BJ Furniture Mart, and the caption was, for some reason they don't take any credit cards or cash. What's the deal here? And a lot of people were like, well, they probably take checks.
As long as you have, like, you know, two pieces of ID,
you know,
then the check
out
is probably fine down at,
oh,
down at BJ's.
I wasn't aware that you could write a check for furniture.
You know,
God,
what am I thinking?
Oh, Twitter.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's that is a weird aspect of it. But, you know, I guess some people don't read the replies. You know, they just blow that off and then they can just say their little thoughts and not be concerned with it. Well, but I have to read them. I'm obsessed with reading them.
Most of the stuff on Twitter, like, I realize that sending out because sending out tweets is not necessarily the best to get people out to shows because the tweet stream moves so fast. It's basically like writing something on the side of a car and then sending it around the city. Like if you
what
happen,
was that?
If, yeah, exactly.
I have a premonition to maybe go through Chris Hardwick's concert.
Right.
I'm not quite
if
sure.
If I happen to be facing the right direction on this corner when the car zips by, I'll see it. And if not, then it just gets lost forever.
Well, that's what I get at most of my shows is that person that's like, I just found out on Twitter, like, you know, a few hours ago that you were in town. Like they'd missed the whatever promotions the club does, you know.
Right.
Because those move by even faster than Twitter.
I'm on stage right now. Come now.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Let's all tweet it right now. Let's see which of the three of us can get a person to walk in here that's not already in this room. Do you think somebody could get it to happen?
No, I honestly.
Somebody has to walk in, and we watch the door, everybody. No cheaters. Don't walk from the back of
well,
there.
We have to.
Somebody has to walk in and announce who they're here to.
I'll tell you what. If you guys are willing to commit to this, the first person, let's each give $20 to the first, because you know.
Oh, you want to have to say you'll get $60 for coming in? You can't just rely on at Nerdist wants me to stop by the UCB on Franklin. What's the address?
I think that was longer than 140 characters, Doug. What's the address?
Okay. I gotta figure out the fastest way to do this because this is boring to listen
okay,
to in a
I'm
podcast.
Okay, right. You know, yeah,
iPhone's frozen up.
I've tried.
Did it really?
Yeah.
You're gonna lose then.
Test.
All right.
See if you
somebody
can come
help
into
me.
UCB.
This is great
for
me.
At
I'm on stage. I'm going to make on stage one work,
okay,
but I think it's
done.
True.
Did you really? Are you serious? At Doug Benson.
Keep it simple. New tweet posted.
Show.
Oh, they're lining up. Look at this.
Wait, people are going to come running they, and get...
What time does the show end?
Here.
Before.
Like, the show's not even long enough for anybody to... We couldn't even get a pizza from Domino's before this show's over.
Before 8 p.m.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to text Domino's.
I'm just going to play with my apps for a while.
Okay, I'm going to say, get in here and yell my name.
This is fascinating.
The rest of everyone else in the Twit stream is going to be like, what is this about? All right, there
okay.
it goes.
Hang on. And okay, I'm still going to give someone $20 if they can do it.
Because oh, you're meta. Offering $20. I'm offering this.
Oh wait, how do we? It's so dark out there. How do we know someone's not just going to run around and go, Doug Benson, where's my $20?
What I'm saying is that the audience is on the honor system. I think they all are excited about this game, and they're not going to try to blow it. And everyone's going to watch very carefully and make sure it's somebody that comes in off the street.
Let's just sit here quietly.
It could
wait
be somebody
for a while.
Who's on their way here to go to Death Ray. It's just going to be interesting to see which one of us catches that particular fly.
Oh, how you been, Doug?
$20. I think you might win, Chris.
All right. Okay, I've sent it out. I'm totally going to get the... I've been tweeting a lot today. People are like, you tweet too much. I'm like, well, you fucking read it too much. Like, don't fucking get mad at me. I got a lot of shit to say.
Yes.
About shows where I want people to run in and yell your name so I can give them $20.
But that's good, though. It's fun to follow you because it's like you always have, you know, gadget updates and, you know, and where you're playing. If somebody is trying to track you down, they can
try to be informative.
Stalk you very
try to
easily.
Share. Is anyone here following me on Twitter?
Me?
Hey,
yeah,
yay.
Me too. Hey.
I got like eight people here.
But maybe the better question would have been, is anybody on Twitter? Because I think
they're all bots.
A lot of people are not.
Are you guys on Twitter?
A lot of people don't get it. A lot of people are like,
well, I'm aware that the people who are following me are on Twitter. I was wondering.
I think those people are more visual and we're more verbal. I think that's the difference between a Twitterer and a non-Twitterer.
Yeah.
You know, because if you like to see pictures, Twitter is lame.
Right.
You know, unless you click on... I can't click on, like, when Steve Agee posts a picture, I can't click on it because I don't want to see the man's balls.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? Does he still post that thing? He had that thing
Looked at it, whatever it was.
He had this thing on a .Mac webpage for his Mac.com page for a while where you'd click on this weird link and you'd just see this kind of, like, wrinkly thing. It was just Steve going... My fucking balls.
Oh, no.
And it was just his balls, and you were mesmerized for like 2 minutes, and you're like, my sweaty balls. And the screen would change colors, and it was clearly his balls.
I'm telling you, he's known for his ball movies that he makes. He's like the Warhol of ball movies. He made one where it was his balls sleeping, and it was just 7 hours of his balls.
I think he should release them as an Olsen Twins film.
All right. Speaking of film, first of all, you guys are both in Halloween Deuce. as
technically Halloween Deuce.
Right. Reduce.
Yeah, reduce. Yeah. Reduced.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Reduced.
The reduced. Deucey Halloween Deuce. Reduced. Yep.
Yeah. And so I didn't see it.
You're the one.
I'm gonna though. Yeah, I sat that one out. But what are you guys doing? Do you get murdered?
Oh, if only.
Yeah, no. I got murdered really hard in House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, that was great.
That was a lot of fun.
You were so dead.
I was so fucking dead. Like literally 5 hours of makeup and you like appliances that peel back and that was fun. But in this movie, I host a talk show
and it's still 5 hours of makeup, which I couldn't
still
understand.
Still 5 hours of talk show makeup.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was really. Rob really goes
you
all
had to
out.
Spend a lot of time in the fake glasses store.
Yep.
For that's the
right.
role.
Yep, that's right. Well, these look like I would wear these on
those
a show.
Those are real. Those are real. So, and you were on
and
the talk
got,
show?
I got,
what
got
you
to
do?
I got to play Weird Al Yankovic. I had to dig deep.
Oh, it was a yourself thing.
Pull back the layers, you know.
Oh, it was another as yourself.
Yes, well, yes.
Was your first as yourself police squad? Was that the first one?
Are you thinking of
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun.
Yes. Yeah, it was
based
a Naked Gun movie.
Yes.
The first Naked Gun movie.
Oh, thank you.
Where you were the entire punchline. Like, it was words, Weird Al Yankovic, and you just stepping
Frank,
out of a plane.
Frank, I'm not here for you. Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic's on the plane.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Oddly enough, I was in the entire Naked Gun trilogy. I was in 1, 2, and 3. 1 and 3 playing myself, and number 2 not playing myself.
Did you play O.J. Simpson in 2?
You know... Actually, I played a guy that O.J. Simpson held at gunpoint, ironically enough.
Oh, my God.
I'm the guy saying, Run okay, Goldman? You pig, say your prayers. And Leslie Nielsen walks through the door and knocks me on. Good work, Frank.
Oh, okay. Is the first one the one where Norbert, the character played by O.J. Simpson, is that the one where he, like, the opening is him just bumping around on a boat like he keeps hurting
yes,
himself
yes,
more
yes,
until
he
finally
ends up
falls
in the, he ends up in the hospital. Right,
in the
yeah,
hospital
yeah.
through the whole movie.
Does a double flip at the end.
Yep, yep.
I kept thinking of that sequence when they were reading all the verdicts in the last time he was, you know, because each one was guilty, you know, just keep showing him just hitting himself in the head with a hammer and then smashing his head
or
through a window
end,
and then
the
falling off of the boat.
When he goes down the stairs in the wheelchair and
yeah,
then launches
yeah.
out at
that
the
would have
end.
Been a great YouTube thing to intercut those
do you think they should
together.
Have played do you think they should have played the Naked Gun theme when they were reading the verdicts
guilty
everybody actually, always asked guilty. Me during the trial everybody was always asking me like what was O.J. Simpson like on the set and like well never killed anybody while we were shooting so hard to say
who knows what he was up to at night
you know?
He's like Dexter
no he didn't It wasn't until after the Naked Gun series that he became a murder enthusiast.
Yes.
yeah, the Halloween story was fun because Al and I had sort of just become friends, and Rob called me on a Friday, and he was like, hey, you're hosting a talk show in the movie, which was in 2 days when I was about to fly to do it, and he was like, do you know someone would be an awesome cameo, like a couch guest, that could taunt Loomis, the character of Loomis? And I said... Well, yeah, I'm friends with Weird Al Yankovic now, and Rob totally went into Rob Zombie mode. Where he's like, "You have to fucking ask him." Like it was totally, it was perfect.
Yeah, the echo on his voice.
Yeah, exactly.
The digital delay.
You have to get Weird Al Yankovic. Sit down.
So I emailed out. I was like, "Hey, weird question. What are you doing Sunday? Do you want to fly to Atlanta and be in a Rob Zombie movie?"
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And that's exactly what he said. And I'm like, "Great." And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, and then you always will get to use Rob Zombie and Weird Al in the same sentence together. That is
that's
like,
right.
That is a weird couple of guys who had the strangest birth names. it sort of directed them right into the world that they were going to go into. Put weird in front of somebody's name on their birth certificate.
Well, when we were
going to do song parodies.
When we were shooting the movie. I put a twit pic up of me and Al and Rob Zombie and Malcolm McDowell, and all these people were like, "What the fuck is that?" Like, they had no idea like what would get those four people in the same. Yeah.
I was so into like getting a picture of like me and Rob and Malcolm with Malccolm in the middle, so I could tweet back.
You know, that reminds me weird pictures of me where I met Weird Al for the first time was when I was in a comedy competition down in Irvine a million years ago, and the judges of the competition were Weird Al, Rita Rudner, Woody Harrelson, Richard Belzer, Paul Prevenza, Bud Friedman, and maybe one other person I'm not remembering, but that was still pretty good, considering my lifestyle. And I have a picture of all those people together. Like that was the weirdest thing too.
That, did you
like,
win that
show
competition?
People like, yeah, I won. So afterwards, I got up on stage and all the judges posed with me. But you know, a few of them were really friendly.
Do you remember voting, Doug?
Nobody else wanted to vote for you, but I did. Yeah. I convinced them all.
You made it happen. There was like 12 angry men in there, and you were like, "If we want to get out of here, let's just go with Benson." We can all agree he sucked the least. It was the weirdest little competition that then all of a sudden there was this amazing panel. And then that's when I won a trip to England on Virgin Airways. And part of my prize, quote unquote, was performing on the plane.
What?
Yeah, wow. They're like, we're going to take you to London, but you're also going to get to perform on the plane. Like, that's a prize.
Get to perform on the
plane? For people wearing sleep masks.
On the way back, you get to fly the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you open with "What's up with airplane food?"
These honey roasted peanuts. What's the deal?
Well, that's the thing about airlines is you will sit through any movie when you're on a long flight. And I just had one happen to me yesterday. I was coming back from Florida and I sat through Aliens in the Attic.
Oh boy! Oh.
I don't know why I said attic like that. Just trying to make it sound a little better than
a little foreign.
Yeah, and that's a weird ass movie. Where, like, it's got some funny people in it, though. Like, Kevin Nealon's in it, and he's good in it. But you'll just watch the craziest shit when you're on a plane, because it's just, like, it's right there. And
well, you got to sit there anyway.
Yeah.
What are you going to...
I slept through Up. I took a nap during Up. I was like, what would this old man really do? And I went to sleep. And then... I can't believe I had to finish that sentence. Everyone was like, was there more to that? Went to sleep. And then and then I watched Aliens in the Attic.
Yeah, how do you see a 3D movie on a plane? Is it immersive?
Oh, the Up was not in 3D.
Oh,
on the plane.
No.
Yeah,
well,
I know. That's why I refuse to watch Coraline on a plane.
Ah.
Cuz I hear the 3D and that's amazing. I don't know when I'm ever going to get a chance to see it the way it's supposed to be seen. I guess classes come with the DVD.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen anything lately? Movies that
I want to see James Cameron's I want to see Cameron's $200 million 3D Smurf movie. That should be pretty good.
Yeah, but the Smurfs are cuter and sexier than those things. They're like flat-nosed weirdos.
I saw an extended trailer for Avatar when for Thanksgiving I went to a movie with my mom and my girlfriend because I don't know anything else to do. And we took her to see A Christmas Carol. And they showed an extended trailer for Avatar before in 3D, and it looked pretty fucking amazing. Like, it looked awesome.
Well, it's a $200 million movie, so even if it only puts, 30% of that up on the screen, it's still a $60 million movie,
right.
Which, I'll watch it. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the action will be incredible, but I just think I'm already worried about, like, the dialogue and stuff, because they already had in one of the trailers, you're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, the same guy that wrote Titanic wrote this, apparently.
That was lame when they said it in The Matrix.
Yeah.
What?
The same guy that wrote Titanic.
Yeah, the same guy. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of, he goes a little corny sometimes. But that works for people. Like, that's why you saw Christmas Carol. Like The Blind Side is a huge hit right now because it's a movie that families can all go to.
Right.
And that's the most affordable entertainment over, like, Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
So last weekend, Blindsided the fucking Twilight
movie.
Whoa, you turned into a burb. Shit.
Oh, snap, Doug.
Those girls that saw Twilight 5 times had to see Blindside with their family of 8 or 9 people, and so that math adds up. So Blindside
did
wins.
She, no, wait, boom. I'm curious. I didn't see it. Did she end up hooking up with Twilight the Vampire? That's what I call him.
What? Who?
I didn't see. I'm not going to see.
I haven't either. I have no, I haven't.
Did you see? The tagline is, bring a large African-American football player that you love.
Oh, wait. I thought we were talking about Twilight.
Oh, I haven't moved on. Sorry. I'm in a zone.
No, I did see Blindside.
That worked for Twilight too, though, by the way.
And it's my second favorite Sandra Bullock movie of her career.
I heard
after
she was
Speed
great.
2?
I only like the two. I only like Speed, and now I like this one.
Yeah.
It's a cute movie. It's a good story. And like I was reading today, that's like the family's real Christian, and like now Christian values are starting to be like all proud of themselves. Like, we got a Christian family in a movie. And I didn't read that way at all to me the whole time I was watching it. I mean, Tim McGraw, of course, you know, he's a churchgoer.
Is he a Christ liker?
Like, a Christ liker. So what about holiday? So I guess Avatar would count as like a holiday movie this year, but
it's
like,
festive.
But are there? It's yeah.
It's jolly.
It's very colorful. That's for sure. But what about holiday movies, like classics that are going to start coming on TV?
I did like Christmas Carol. I thought it was pretty good. And the 3D was decent.
Is it better than the poster?
It was better.
The poster's kind of boring. The poster's kind of like, oh, there's an old guy standing there.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to him? He doesn't have any balloons for his house.
Yeah. You know? No, but I thought it was pretty good.
I heard there's a crazy chase scene in it though at one point that defies gravity.
Oh, the chase
gravity.
Scene is insane! Like,
does somebody get kicked in the crotch? That's all I want to know.
No one gets kicked in the crotch. Yeah, there's no crotch kicking.
Losing that whole audience.
Yeah,
that whole segment of the population is gone.
I just want to see someone get hit in the dick. What is the problem? Tim McGraw, please.
I like Christ and dick hits. And that's pretty much it. Kicked in the dick by Christ. What's better than that?
All right, Chris. Sorry, Al.
No one has run in yet screaming your name. I really thought...
What's going on here? What is going on?
I want to see.
Let's check the...
I want to see if it even got a response.
Check the replies.
Oh, see UCB, like, what's that?
I'll get like a couple of, come to Boston. They wouldn't have that accent, but you know.
Oh my God, that's funny you said that. Someone wrote the first one, are you ever going to come to Michigan?
Yeah, no, they always want you to come to, like, when you say you're somewhere, they're like, but why aren't you here?
Oh,
why aren't I everywhere else?
Yeah. Oh my
God. That's what people are asking me.
Doug, how about this? Someone has psychic tweets. Someone just wrote, get more face plants and some more crotch hits. I don't even know why. Did someone tweet that from in here?
No way.
That's crazy.
And why would they clean it up from dick hits to crotch hits? Are they network censor?
I would totally do that if I lived there.
Oh. Here's somebody says they're screaming from Dallas. If we listen carefully. Nope, can't hear it. They don't know. The people just walked in, but they have no idea.
No.
Somebody named Jacob Mizarro says, give me my money.
I don't think it works
that way.
Which
is like, that's a weird way to rob someone.
Nope.
Over their iPhone. Oh, shit. Okay, type all in, right. Where do I have to meet you? Give you all my money.
It's only about 7 or 8 minutes left. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm bursting in.
We got a little bit more time than that. We're doing good.
Whoa, what is that crazy fucking hipster-looking beer you got there? Steel kettle.
All right. Keep
Irony's delicious.
Be cool, you guys. Be cool with those.
What? Those is that beers. Beer? Is it good?
Just tell people it's sun tea.
Oh, is this the real Pee Wee Herman here?
Yes, that is the real Pee Wee Herman.
It feels like a Pee Wee Herman butt because it's always just retweeting. Then thanks, or that's great.
Somebody wrote, "Test, see if you can come into UCB LA for Doug Benson's show before 8 p.m. Rush in and yell Doug's name, and I'll give you $20.
I wrote that.
Oh, that was you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, someone did write that, and he's sitting right here. Let's bring him out.
I thought I'd give you a nice softball setup.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
I didn't say New York or LA. There's somebody getting on a plane right now to New York because they didn't specify UCB LA.
Someone's going to totally crash a show in New York.
I'm so bummed.
Doug Benson!
I can't mention UCB on the thing without somebody writing back New York or LA. Yeah. And I'm like, it says UCBtheater.com right there. Just click on it.
Right. Check now people want to do the work.
Oh, that's too much work. Isn't it funny how like typing a little bit more is too much work now? It used to be like doing that extra errand in your car was too exhausting. And now if a link doesn't get me right there, I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I need a nap.
Yeah.
How many tweets do you get that could easily be solved by, I don't know, Google?
Yeah. When you tell people to Google, they immediately snap back.
Right.
Like, oh, I thought you were cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were going to be nice.
The most genius thing ever was I asked Twitter a lot of questions to get stuff answered, and I asked something that I didn't know, and this dude sent me a link. He video captured on his computer him typing it into Google and then clicking search. And I wrote back, and I was like, this is the most genius thing I've ever seen. And he was like, I'm sorry for being sarcastic. Like, no, it was totally worth it.
Let me Google that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great, everybody should do that, and then nobody would. What?
Really, with Google, you really should not ever ask another question ever again. Like, you have every answer, the collective knowledge of humanity in your fucking pocket. Like, there's no reason to ever ask a question.
That's going
to
be an implant in your forehead one of these days, just a Google chip, you know?
Like, yeah.
Oh, what's that? Oh, now I know.
There it is.
There it is.
I now have Jordy LaForge eyes.
Or Jordy LaForge glasses.
But his eyes were all white and milky. Because he's future blind.
That's a special kind of blind.
That's a special kind of blind.
I love it. All right, we're not going to play Build a Title tonight because I've run out of time for two games. But I did, in honor of Weird Al being here for his classic movie UHF. Let's hear it for UHF. I mean, let's also just hear it for UHF in general. That was one of my two favorite things on the dial when I was a kid. I'd switch back and forth between UHF and VHF.
It's so anachronistic now.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I thought of a long title that could be built around that, and it would be Everyone Says I Love UHF Effect of Gamma Rays on Man.
Oh, excellent.
Old school ties that bind. I got stopped at bind. I couldn't get past bind. So tweet to me if anybody can get it past bind. But now let's play the Leonard Maltin game, everybody.
Okay.
Let's do it. I have the iPhone app now, so I don't have to have the big, thick book. And you guys can't look at the book to figure out which letter of the alphabet I'm reading from.
Averting my eyes.
Maybe I could hack into your phone and see what you're typing.
If someone read it and yelled your name right then, that would have been awesome.
That would have been amazing.
It would have been the most amazing timing. Okay, so let's actually pick some audience members for you guys to play for, since, you know, what can you get Chris and Weird Al that they don't already have? Their lives are perfect. Let's give some prizes to some audience members.
Okay.
Let's do it. This gentleman right here is like, he's in the pole position, so let's see.
A pole for you!
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike. All right, Mike. And Al, you want to play for Mike?
I would love to.
That's awesome. And what's your name, young man?
Josh.
Hi, Josh. Chris, would you like to play for Josh?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll play for Josh.
Okay, he's playing for Josh. All right.
I'm playing for Josh.
I totally would have gone on to the next guy if you if you were having a bad vibe about it or whatever. Okay, so let me just quickly say, so that it'll be even more exciting and suspenseful what happens here. The winner... The person you're playing for is going to win a extra large sized Doug Benson's Medical Marijuana Tour T-shirt, which are still, of course, available at DonkeyTees.com, and they're also going to win the latest album by Paul F. Tompkins. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking this up a notch this week. The new album by Paul Tompkins, Freak Wharf, dropped today, as we say in the business.
This is sort of like the release party right here.
This is a Paul Tompkins release party.
And then I'm also throwing in a copy of my first CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian. And both Freak Wharf and Professional Humoridian are available at astrecords.com. And we love those guys over there at astrecords.com. So go there and fill up your shopping cart. great stocking stuffers and whatnot. And then the loser
just
tonight
turned into a 70s DJ. We love those guys over at EST.
And now a little Steely Dan.
Yeah, I'm just talking to the words of the song kick in. Okay, and then
10:15 on the Central Coast. Let's have a little
the Central Coast. Wow, Fresno Radio. Okay, and the loser, of course, and loser's not the right word for it, but whichever gentleman...
Loser's
between
good.
Mike or Josh, whichever one doesn't win tonight, they get to decide who I call a shithead at the end of the the end of the show. So everybody wins, except for the loser.
That's like the box, where you fucking pick who dies.
Oh, my God, the box got on the opening night, the audience is rated at F. Cinema score rated the box F. Like opening night, like the shittiest movies get a C+ because opening night those people are fired up. Like they're there because
I'm so into seeing the
that's
box.
What they want to see. Yeah, they were fired up
box,
about the box.
Box, box, box,
box. People are showing up in line for nights dressed in boxes. They just can't fucking.
Rob Zombie's. We want box. We want box. Box of Weird Al Yankovic.
I was hoping you guys would sing a little bit on the show. You're both such good singers.
Okay. We want box.
The theme.
Doug hates
the genre.
Candy rappers.
I hate what?
Candy rappers.
Oh. Oh, you're doing like you should do some for the next season, like how Bill Cosby changed it up every year. Do like the same words but totally different song.
We got to do a duet. Yank Hard.
Yes!
Woo!
God damn it, we have to do that. Sorry, Furman. I'm leaving Hard and Furman.
We found a funnier duet name. Yep, sorry.
Yank Firm just doesn't really.
Yank Firm, Yank Hard. Oh, God. Fantastic.
Or Mike Furman could be just man, like Yank Hard, man.
And it could just turn into a weird gay sentence.
Not gay at all till the third word. Yank Hard. Okay. Mr. Yankovic, I will let you choose between what year this movie is from. We'll determine which movie we're going to do.
Okay, I pick 1918.
That's not in here.
Oh, sorry.
Man walks
choices
across street.
1996, 2008, or 2001?
I'm going to go old school, 96.
All right. That's a way to take Chris out of this game.
Before you were born, my young friend.
Smart play. I like it. All right, here we go. This movie's from 1996. Leonard Maltin, it's a musical. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. Generous, in my opinion. Mm. And then the one thing from the review I'll tell you is the score is brilliantly arranged by Dick Hyman. That might be too good of
brilliantly?
A clue, maybe. Brilliantly. And there are quite a few names. We're talking 13 names.
I can name that in 13.
Oh, good call. Chris?
I'll try to name it in 6.
You're crazy.
I know.
6.
Think you can do it in less than 6, Al?
96. Dick Hyman. You know, I'm a big Dick Hyman fan, but his oeuvre is so extensive, it'd be hard to narrow it down. I name that movie, my friend.
All right. 6.
Here we go. 6 names. David Ogden Stiers? Steers?
Oh,
I've
it's
heard
one
it
of those,
differently.
It's a musical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Billy Crudup. Lucas Haas.
Musical.
Natasha Lyonne.
Oh.
Gabby Hoffman. And Natalie Portman.
A fucking musical?
Those are your 6 names. Yeah. The lowest listed cast members in a musical.
You didn't see
the
air quotes. It's a musical.
It's a like a musical as in it's in like there's a full on soundtrack that they sing and stuff, or is it just a
yeah, it's a musical.
A musical?
A musical, yeah. For future notice, all the movies tonight are musicals where the characters
and
sing.
It wasn't a musical version of The Professional?
Which,
I want
God
to fuck
damn it,
this girl, but she's young. Like, there's not a...
And I like milk.
And I like milk.
I've
It's a do you musical. Know it,
I have a guess, he, but he if I guess wrong, it. do I just...
No, no, you win the point, because Chris isn't going to get it.
I don't. I honestly he don't.
Is it Everyone Says I Love You?
That's correct.
Oh,
everyone
what?
Says I Love
Jesus.
You.
What?
I just said it a few minutes ago in part of the UHF. Everyone Says I Love UHF.
Oh,
I really,
of a,
really
I
laid it out there
what,
for
I
you.
I didn't listen to that long oh. thing you said. Sorry, Jeff.
I made it myself.
Al wins the point. That means that Mike is
yes,
in the
Mike,
catbird
Mike, congratulations.
Seat.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we gotta do another one here and see if Chris can tie it up. It's first person to two wins this thing. Chris gets to go first because he's in the desperate, sad position of being the loser.
Yep.
2008, 2001, or 1975?
Let's go... 2001.
I like it.
Is it the movie 2001?
This is 2010's not going to get a re-release next year, is it? That movie?
I'm sure it will, like at the New Art or something. But
maybe
not.
Maybe thanks to Dexter, there'll be a huge John Lithgow resurgence and
yes,
excitement.
Oh, World According to Garp in 3D.
Nice,
really awesome.
Okay, so this got 2 stars. It was from 2001. Let me see something I could say about it. He calls it, God, everything gives it away. He uses the word extraordinary, but, he doesn't mean as a whole. He also uses the word grotesque. That's a good clue. Okay. 2001, 2 stars. It's a musical and there are 8 names. We start the bidding with Chris Hardwick.
I just don't know musicals. I'm gonna say 8. I don't
8 names.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the bullet and say 7.
That's some bullet you took.
All right, I'll try 6, but that's really as low as I can go.
Says that's as low as he's gonna
go. Like I'm fucking bargaining. I'm sorry. I came in here with a number in mind, and that's the lowest I can go.
Okay, Chris, do it.
What, you son of a
yes!
bitch?
Yes! Yes, good call. This is going to be good. You might be able to pull this off, Chris. Lara Mulcahy. I don't know who that is. You don't know who that is. Let's move on.
Hopefully she's not a listener of this podcast.
Hey, it's, you know, it's just a fact. It's not, you know, we don't know who she is.
All right.
Lara Mulcahy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kylie Minogue. Heard of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it. Then somebody named Gary McDonald. Doesn't matter whether it's Gary or Jerry. Then some fellow named Richard Roxburgh. But here's the two that might help you. These are the two more names, and then there's the 2 stars on top of that. But the next two names are Jim Broadbent and John Leguizamo.
Oh.
Al knows it, but don't say anything.
2001 musical
Chris
with John Leguizamo. It's not Spawn, is it?
Now, if I were on Twitter, I would write back to you, no, it is not Spawn.
John Leguizamo. Is it, okay, I think I have a guess.
I hope you do. This will be exciting. It'll be all tied up.
Is it Tu Wong Fu?
Oh. I don't think that was a musical. I think they, like, danced around.
Oh, they just danced on a bus.
Yeah. But that's a good guess, because then the two more names would be Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze, but but it wasn't a musical.
Can I steal by singing the theme song?
Oh, I love it.
Moulin Rouge!
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe I just don't know nothing about no queer musicals, Al.
Shit. Let's do one more just to rub it in.
I'm going to fail at this epically. Like, I'm just not good with musicals.
Yeah, I possibly may have picked stuff that you're not going to have any idea. I don't know.
I saw Moulin Rouge like once, and as soon as they were like, "Oh, Moulin Rouge!" And it was like all this color just ejaculated in my eyes. And like, it was hard to watch. I didn't enjoy it. I don't like musicals. I don't like musicals
just
because
for
having to sing the subtext of everything. That's irritating to me.
The subtext.
The subtext in a scene... Rather than having it come out through story, it's like, I'm so alone. You're like, fuck you, you know? Then stop singing to yourself. That's why you're alone.
But, all right. I give up. Do you like music videos?
Sure. we're gonna play a music video game.
You said that like you're still on the MTV payroll or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love.
Oh yeah, I love them. Watch them all the time.
People still remind me that MTV doesn't play goddamn videos anymore.
What? Like, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
When did
Chris
that
Hardwick's
happen?
Fault.
20 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all your fault. They don't play music videos.
Yep.
And if they did, people wouldn't watch anyway.
They don't That's watch. Why they That's don't. Why they don't play them.
Exactly. All right, here we go. This is from 2008, so you can maybe get it just by knowing that there was movies out in 2008.
Is it Hairspray?
That was... You almost tricked me into seeming gay. I think Hairspray was the year before that. But
shit.
Yeah. All right, but the... What happened to my... The app is freaking out. Okay,
well, that's because you're on a first-gen iPhone, Doug.
Okay.
Glad you're keeping that dream alive.
Again, Leonard gives it a generous 3 stars. Oh, Len, how do you do it? The story strings together a parade of songs. That's the clue. So it's a musical. Clearly.
So and, you've just described the genre.
I know. I thought that as soon as I was doing it, I thought that'll be funny. I can't say any more about it because it'll give it away, I think.
I think I know what it is, but I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, perfect. So the bidding starts with Chris. You've got...
Doug, I can't name that movie at all.
You got eight clearly. Names. Eight names.
Eight.
He says eight names.
Is Bono one of the names?
No, but you can't ask things like that.
Oh,
I mean, by the way, you know, Mike is already the winner.
Okay, sorry,
so let's just make that clear because Josh is sitting over there thinking maybe there's some way that Chris could catch up with,
he's wasting shirt wearing
with
time.
His absolute lack of knowledge. And who would you like, Josh, for us to call a shithead? Weird Al and that Chris are not dragged into it.
Oh, absolutely, Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
now, were you always mad at him, or did this Moulin Rouge, but did the bringing up tonight remind you how much you hate him?
Doug Benson!
Yes!
Yes! Oh, shit! That is awesome. A dude just yelled Doug Benson. Let me get your... Chris is giving him $20. This is like real life.
What is your name?
Hey, man.
My name is Dustin.
Dustin, what is your Twitter name?
I am not on Twitter, but my friend Tiffany, who met you at Disneyland last night, is.
Okay. And, all right.
Wait.
That sounds bad.
So that's why you yelled Doug Benson, is because she saw his. Yeah. Oh,
that
okay.
That sounds bad. That I met a girl at Disneyland last
night. I thought I was the winner.
That is a gorgeous princess costume you have. What is your phone number? Dustin, here is your 20 American dollars. You fucking rule. That was fantastic. Dustin, everyone! Woo! Doug, that was awesome.
That was great. I thought I won, though, but you said to people to come in and yell Doug Benson, so it was your Twitter that did it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
and
I guess
that's
so.
Why you gave up the $20.
That's why I gave it up.
You used to do a tweets thing, like we're like, I put $20 in an envelope and stuck it in a thing.
Yeah, when I would travel, I would hide it somewhere and just give a clue and say, you know, I've hidden $20 in an envelope.
So there's like $20 in an envelope in several spots all around the country. Probably.
Not anymore, because the first time I did it, someone found it within like 15 minutes, and I'm like, that doesn't seem very fun. So
you think it should take people days to find it?
More than 20 minutes if I'm going to be like throwing out cash. So
yeah, that's true. That for I guess. Okay, so there's eight names. Let's make him name in eight names. Let's see if he can do it. Because you've already won. We've already the show's already over. We're not even recording anymore. The names are Christine Baranski, Amanda Seyfried.
Oh yeah. That's the ABBA
Dominic
movie.
Cooper.
The fucking
Julie Walters.
Shit! It's
Stellan Skarsgård.
It is called the title of an ABBA song.
The great
song.
Singing Pierce Brosnan.
It is the title of an ABBA song. It's not
Meryl Streep.
Dancing Queen. It's fucking, we don't really speak English. It's called Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia! Yeah.
I would never watch that movie.
We would have taken Fernando, by the way.
It really is. It's pure torture, that movie, but I'm also sort of obsessed with how crazy torturous it is. It's really...
I haven't taken enough estrogen injections really is to get through that movie yet.
It's like it puts women in a hypnotic trance and men want to just fucking murder something. I don't know what it is. It's really crazy. Like, you should just show your baby Mamma Mia and you'll know if it's gay or not.
But I could listen to Pierce Brosnan sing all day, I tell you.
Oh, God, his singing is amazing in that movie. You guys have anything you want to plug? Any upcoming dates or shows or specials?
When is this going on the internet?
It'll be up soon, so this will be available around the 5th or 6th of December, 2009.
Oh, I'd like to plug the Bob Dylan Christmas album. It's amazing.
All right, so that's Weird Al's pick. Well, Chris, you've got something coming up on G4?
Well, if this comes out before the 5th, I'll be in Portland at the Aladdin Theater Saturday the 5th. But if not, there's a web soup.
You're still going to go there on December 5th.
Either way, whether this is out before then or not.
But I think it'll be out before then.
If it's out before then, I'll be
Run into the theater tonight and yell out Doug Benson.
Doug Benson! Don't fucking do that if you're listening. Don't do that.
$20 to every person.
You son of a... Don't fucking do that. Why would you do that? Hey, you know what else is weird about auditioning for stuff? Doug Benson! Like, fucking show's ruined. It was an hour-long web soup special that Al did a little guest thing on.
I only appear in public with Chris Hardwick at this point.
When does that start?
I know, it's true.
When does that start airing?
Yank Hard. It airs between Christmas and New Year's, but I'm not exactly sure when yet.
All right, cool. On the G4 Network, so look for that, everybody. And... thanks, everybody. This was a great show.
Thank you for coming.
Had a great time. And as always, Baz Luhrmann is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.